Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Crown Media Productions. From above the sun rises over the buildings in downtown Nashville. Titles, Our Christmas Love Song, a lone car drives around a snowy traffic circle decorated for Christmas. From above people mill around a decorated Christmas tree in the snow. A banner hangs on the Grand Ole Opry House with a picture of a woman and a guitar. Text, the show that made country music famous. The woman on the banner walks into the building with a guitar case. She walks onto the empty stage. She walks to center stage looking out at the empty seats. The set lights flip on. More lights flip on. The woman looks out, her wide eyes scanning the theater. A big smile beams across her face. From behind her we see the large empty theater. From above, snow falls on a town decorated for Christmas. Text, Madison, Indiana. A house with a porch is decorated for Christmas.
When is Auntie Melody coming on?
Soon, sweetie, soon.
Lucy runs in.
I believe it's called patience, Lulu.
I don't think your granddaughter was born with that particular trait.
Nope.
She eats popcorn. The Grand Ole Opry House from outside. We watch Hans tuning a guitar. We move up to see its melody. She stands still with her guitar while people bustle around her.
I can't believe I still get nervous before live TV.
Don't be silly. You're Melody Jones. You got this.
Melody half smiles and glances to her.
Hey, Chase. Are you excited to see Melody on the Opry tonight?
He drops a check on the bar.
You want me to change it? It's almost time.
Yeah, switch it to football.
You sure?
He purses his lips.
Football. Got it.
And he puts the ball on the 44-yard.
The outside of the Grand Ole Opry House.
What a perfect way to launch your new Christmas single.
I hope they like it.
Like it. They are gonna love it.
You're my manager. You have to say that.
What was it that your mentor used to tell you?
Connie?
Connie Black, Queen of Country. A new song is just
a hit song no one has heard yet.
That's right.
Oh, that's classic, Connie. I hope she's watching tonight.
A sign that reads Connie's Cafe with a cup of coffee and a guitar. Bert walks through a cafe with a bar shaped like a guitar.
It's about to start, Connie.
Connie glances up, then looks back down at her paper. Melody and Piper stand backstage.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Melody Jones.
Here we go. Here we go.
The lights dim and she walks out on stage. Lucy, Jillian, and Anne watch Melody on TV. Lucy claps. A football game on TV. Chase clears dirty glasses from the empty tables of the bar. The bartender stares at him. He looks to her. She raises her eyebrows and shrugs.
Okay, yeah, you can change it.
She smiles and turns to the TV. It changes from football to Melody on stage.
Good evening, everyone. Wow, it's always such an honor to play country's most famous stage. And tonight, I'm going to share with you a song that's pretty special to me. A Christmas song.
TV at her family's home.
You see, some of us don't make it back home for the holidays as often as we'd like to.
Madison, Indiana! Woo! So does this mean Auntie Melody is coming home for Christmas this year?
I don't know, honey. You know how busy she is.
So I wrote a song called Heart of Christmas. And you get a special preview of it tonight. It'll be released everywhere tomorrow. I hope you enjoy it.
From above, the crowd in the theater. She stands in a spotlight at a mic surrounded by Christmas trees.
In a cardboard box with the ornaments and lights in the crisp winter air.
Chase glares at the TV. He walks up and leans on the bar as he watches Melody on TV.
Nice song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He scratches his head.
It'd be even better with a sweet harmony.
Oh, would it?
You two had the best. Just being honest, big brother.
He smirks.
Oh my goodness gracious, so much these kids have grown.
Burr turns to Connie.
Are you listening to this?
I don't listen to her music much anymore.
You may want to hear this.
Connie slowly looks up as she listens, turning her face to the TV. Watches her daughter on TV and smiles. Jillian nods along with the beat as she watches her sister. Lucy pops popcorn in her mouth as she watches. Connie walks up next to Bert as they watch Melody.
That sound familiar to you?
Connie lifts her chin slightly as she watches Melody.
Later in the evening, you can look up at the stars. Your breath hanging in the air, how lucky we are. For when you're blessed with family, you'll never walk alone.
His sister looks back at Chase.
What?
You'll always be the heart of Christmas.
Thank you.
She waves to the crowd. Her family applauds in their living room.
Get back to work.
Fun.
Downtown Nashville from above.
I'm so relieved last night went well. I couldn't have asked for a better launch for the new single. Apparently it's taking off on the streaming services, and I heard it on the radio on the drive-in.
Mel,
I don't know what took me so long to record that one, you know? Maybe it's just too close to home.
Mel?
Yeah?
After the show, I got a call from Connie Black.
Connie Black? She heard the song?
Oh, she heard it all right.
Oh, I'm so glad she heard it. Why wouldn't you have just texted me, though? We spent so many years together on tour.
I was going to say I got a call from Connie Black's people.
Her people?
Mm-hmm.
What, you mean Bert? Bert Hooper?
You know Connie's manager?
Of course I know Bert, as long as I've known Connie.
Bert called me because they think Heart of Christmas is a little too close to Connie's song, Heart of Tennessee. Some words, a few chords.
Wait, she thinks...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did not steal that song.
Can you prove it?
Well, I don't have the sheet music on me, if that's what you mean, but I wrote that song a long time ago, long before Heart of Tennessee ever came out.
Oh, Melody.
That's my song.
Your song or not, Connie wants to have a sit down with the two of us and Bert right away to discuss options.
Options?
She furrows her brow.
No, I wrote Heart of Christmas, actually with my dad.
Well, then you must have the music written down somewhere.
I have the chord charts from the recording session a couple of months ago, but I just jotted it down. It's been in my head for years.
But the original version, I mean. The ones that predate Heart of Tennessee.
It was so long ago, I don't know. Maybe back home somewhere?
Piper clasps her hands on the desk. Melody blinks in disbelief.
So as you can hear, the similarities are striking.
The chords are very common. Lots of songs have references to home.
Maybe so. When we spoke earlier, Piper, you'd mentioned an old copy?
Yes. Melody wrote the song when she was in high school.
Yeah.
He holds out his hand.
So where is it?
I'm not sure.
Everybody is talking about this song. It's all over the radio and the internet like nobody's business. Ever since that Opry show, this is set to be a massive hit. And we think it sounds a lot like Heart of Tennessee.
Oh, this is my song.
A song you have no proof of actually having written. You and Connie used to sing Heart of Tennessee on the road together all the time. For all we know, you got the idea for Heart of Christmas from that.
Connie, why are you doing this? You know I would never steal from you. When I first came to Nashville, I was 20 years old with nothing but a guitar and a dream. You gave me my first break, my first performance at Connie's Cafe. I would never forget that. You were my mentor. You are my mentor. I'd never betray you. But this song came from my heart. It's a part of me. I'm not going to lie and say that I stole it.
All right. I'm feeling generous. It's the holiday season. I'll give you to Christmas Day to decide whether you want to settle or provide proof that you wrote this song and didn't steal it. Gives you 12 days. We just want what's fair. Come on, Connie. Let's go.
Bert leaves. Connie lowers her eyes, then gets up.
Connie, do you really want to do this?
Connie stares at her, then turns and follows Bert out. Piper turns to Melody.
I think it's pretty clear what's going on here. Connie's career has been in a rut for a few years now and wants to ride on your coattails.
I don't know. I think Connie really believes this.
I'll talk to the lawyers. In the meantime, I think you should lay low. Avoid the spotlight. You have a few appearances booked around the holidays. I'll reschedule, citing personal reasons.
I think I need to go home.
Okay, I'll call for a car.
No, I mean home.
Piper looks up at her.
Madison, Indiana.
Are you sure? I know how difficult it is for you being back there during this time of year.
Yeah, I haven't been home for the holidays since my dad passed away. But I'm sure there's a copy of that song somewhere at my mom's house. If I'm going to deal with this, that's where I have to be.
She nods.
I need to go home for Christmas.
From above, we follow a snowy, empty road flanked by snowy conifer trees. A car appears driving down the road, a sign with text America's Home for Christmas, Madison, Indiana, home of Melody Jones. Melody walks down a street past stores decorated for Christmas. One store says Tyler's Music Store, Merry Christmas, Madison, home of Melody Jones. She walks into a candy store as passersby glance back at her. Jillian sorts candy with her back to the door.
Welcome to Madison Candy. We'll be right with you.
Take your time, no rush.
Oh!
She runs and hugs her.
Oh, you're back for Christmas. And you're staying with your sister, no arguments.
Okay. Hey, Mom, Mel.
They hug.
Oh, baby, it's good that you're home.
I finally made it back. 2 years without a family Christmas really feels like forever.
You've been so busy.
It'll be great not to be turning around the holidays, right?
It sure will.
Good. To be continued.
She walks to customers.
Mom Frey, ever the consummate professional.
I think that's where you got it from.
Maybe.
I'm so glad to be back. Just so you know, I might have to head back to Nashville for a really quick trip, but I will be home for Christmas.
Oh?
Something came up. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
Oh, red licorice.
Oh, Lucy, you should go pick her up from school. She would love that.
I'll be there. What time?
3:30.
Okay. Does she know I'm in town?
I haven't told her yet.
This is going to be fun.
And on your way back, can you stop off at the market and pick up flour, butter, eggs, and sugar?
Yes. Let me guess. Christmas break cookies? Jones family tradition?
You remembered.
I never forget a cookie. Let it be known.
They hug. A car drives away from Madison Middle School to reveal kids pouring out the door. Melody waits at her car. Lucy comes out and her jaw drops.
Auntie Mel!
Hey!
They run and hug each other.
Hey, kiddo.
They release the hug.
Guess what?
You're staying for Christmas?
How did you know?
Because I made so many wishes, I knew it had to come true eventually.
Oh, sweetheart. Let's go.
There's so much we can do. Go to the tree lighting at the Old Meadow. Then there's the Christmas craft and bake sale.
Okay.
And Santa's Wonderland. That's a total must see.
Then we must see it.
But I wish they still did the Madison Christmas concert. That was so much fun.
They get in the car.
Hey, Lucy. Your mom told me your dad has to stay stationed overseas this Christmas. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know he's keeping us all safe.
He sure is.
But you know what makes me feel better, Auntie Mel?
What's that?
Your song, Heart of Christmas. You should play it all the time.
I hope I can.
She pats Lucy's head.
Let's go.
We float over the road of the town decorated for Christmas. They enter the grocery store.
I'll grab some eggnog. Gotta have eggnog.
Well, yeah, I'll get the cookie ingredients.
Sounds like a plan.
Melody grabs a cart.
I think that's Melody Jones.
I heard she was home for Christmas.
Yeah, apparently so. Do you think Chase knows?
Melody picks up the poinsettia, then spots Chase picking up eggnog across the way. Melody hides behind the plant.
Apparently not.
She watches from behind the plant as Chase shops. He looks down at something with a furrowed brow, then walks on. She lowers the plant. She looks over to see a couple staring at her.
Merry Christmas.
The woman keeps staring. The man nods. Chase walks by, sees her from behind, and furrows his brow.
Melody?
She spins around.
Hey.
Hey.
Chase.
Yeah? Oh,
what a surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise seeing you in a grocery store.
Yeah. Just kind of a Madison thing, grocery shopping.
Yeah, we do a lot of grocery shopping here.
Yeah.
She looks at his cart full of eggnog.
Taking an eggnog bath?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am. And the rest will be for the tavern.
Ah, Natson's Tavern.
Yep.
Those holiday drinks.
That's that time of year.
You're still running the place?
I am, yes. And what about you? How long are you in town?
I'm staying for Christmas.
Great. Great. It's great that you're going to be here for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that.
She looks down.
I'm also going to do a little work while I'm here.
Oh, country star stuff?
Just looking for something from a long time ago.
He stares at her.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Walker said they were all sold out.
She looks at his cart.
Chase, you took them all?
Yeah, I did. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. You may have this one. I can spare that one.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, it was good seeing you, Mel.
Yeah, great to see you too.
I'll see you around.
Yep.
Bye.
He walks by.
Oh, you know, Melody, have you been by the tavern lately? We did some renovations.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I think he's inviting you to go see it.
He glares at her.
Yeah, it's an open invitation. Come by any time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay. Yeah, good to see you. You're not invited.
He points to Lucy, then walks off. Melody nudges Lucy.
What? Mom told me you both had history.
Ancient history.
Like the Jurassic period?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Come on, let's go get some cookie ingredients.
Chase looks back at her with a wrinkled brow and soft eyes. The outside of the Green Dragon Tavern with Christmas wreaths on the windows. Chase enters with bags of eggnog.
Enjoy.
He sets the bags on the bar.
Eggnog run looks like a success.
Mm-hmm.
He takes off his coat.
Good idea, huh? Your baby sister's on the ball today.
Uh-huh.
He sits down and picks up his guitar. She stares at him.
All week, actually.
He looks up.
Mm-hmm.
She walks behind the bar.
Been off your game lately.
Yeah.
You all right?
He stares into space.
Yep.
Come on, Chase. It's Madison. Word travels faster than the internet. I know you saw Melody.
Okay, fine. I saw Melody.
So what's the big deal? Usually you manage to avoid each other pretty well.
Like exes often do.
Yeah, this was different.
She looks up at him.
Don't tell me you spoke.
He raises his eyebrows with a half smile.
Chase, Norman, Madsen. Don't tell me you spoke actual words to each other and had a conversation.
He shrugs. Slaps him with a towel.
Oh, stop. Okay. All right. Yes. Yes, okay, we spoke.
He stands.
And?
And what? It was awkward.
Her eyebrows raise.
But then at the end, it was less awkward. I think.
She smiles.
I think you should ask her the tree lighting tomorrow night.
Oh, that's not gonna happen. No. Ow.
She throws the towel at him. Jillian's house in the daytime. They roll out dough.
Oh, damn it.
Hey, Mom, look at this.
What's up?
Oh!
Jillian looks in the bowl and Lucy throws flour on her. Melody and Lucy high-five with over mitts. Flour goes everywhere. Melody pours frosting from high above as Lucy looks from underneath. Cookie shapes are peeled from the dough. Melody takes a sheet of cookies out of the oven as Lucy puts one in. They high-five again. Lucy ices a cookie. Jillian steals the cookie. Plates full of decorated Christmas cookies from above. Hands reach for two cookies.
Oh, so good.
I know, right?
Do we really have to save these for the Christmas bake sale?
We should save at least one or two.
Seriously, though, I have missed the craft and bake sale. It's one of my favorite Madison Christmas traditions.
Okay, but back to this whole heart of Christmas thing.
Sorry, cookie distraction.
You wrote that song back in high school.
I know, that's what's so crazy about it.
And Dad helped you with it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the music is somewhere at the house. You know, Mom keeps everything.
She sure does.
Okay, honesty time. You and Grant McKinley. Details.
She grabs her wine. Melody looks up, purses her lips, then grabs her wine.
We...
You're
we
getting
broke
married.
Up.
Jillian's face falls.
Oh, that is not what I thought you were going to say.
Sorry, Jill.
Well, 3 years is a long time for a Nashville power couple.
And, hey, he's a great guy. We sing well together.
But
we just didn't have that, you know, that chemistry. That
fire.
And now that we've finally admitted it, we can be really good friends.
Well, it's better to tell the truth than to live a lie. You did the right thing.
Thank you.
She looks into her wine.
You know, I've been so busy, I hadn't really had a serious relationship since...
Since Chase? When you were still living here in Madison?
Yeah, long time ago.
Now that was fire.
And we put it out.
But sometimes the fire is never truly gone. Give him a call. I don't think he's seen anyone. You should ask him to the Christmas tree lighting tomorrow.
I don't know.
She looks down, smiling.
He did invite me to go by the tavern, though.
Oh? Are you going?
I thought I might drop by tomorrow before I visit Mom.
Ask him to the tree lighting, then.
She looks up, contemplating this, then smiles. The outside of the Green Dragon Tavern. Chase and his sister are setting up the bar. Melody walks in.
Oh, hey, Mel!
Hey.
Oh, it's been way too long.
They hug.
Come on in.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, have you met my brother Chase?
I think we ran into each other at the store.
Store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This looks really nice. I love what you've done with this place.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. It was a pretty serious renovation, but it needed it.
So Christmassy as well. You could use a few more trees.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, you didn't.
She walks around the space.
Ask her.
No.
Now's a good time.
Not now.
She broke up with Grant McKinley.
What?
Julian told me.
I'm not going to ask her.
You have to ask
her. I am not going to.
Ask me what?
So, quick question. Golden Angel or Snow Globe for the bar top?
She stares at him.
Both?
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, both.
Yeah, both. Mm-hmm.
Melody looks back and forth between the two of them. A door opens. Melody walks in.
Mom?
And looks up from the other room.
There you are.
I brought you a... squished poinsettia.
Oh, it's perfect. I'm just working on some crafts. Come help me.
Well, the reason I'm here is...
Christmas treat jars, remember?
I do.
She pulls Melody into the other room.
I'm putting you on antler duty.
Are you sure? I don't know.
Candy and antlers lay across the table.
Oh, I missed you around the holidays, Mel.
I know. I'm sorry I haven't...
No, don't apologize. I understand. Christmas is a busy time for performers.
Melody glances at her.
So are all of these for the craft and bake sale?
Most of them.
They fill the jars.
Your father and I used to make these together.
Yeah, I remember.
She watches her mom.
Isn't it hard? Doesn't it make you think of him?
Everything makes me think of him. You just have to work through it, right?
Melody nods, then looks up. Her smile fades.
Oh, a few of these reindeer jars are especially for Lucy. She's just crazy about them.
She stares at a photo of a man and a little girl.
Andy. Yes. I was just saying Lucy's crazy about reindeer. As I recall, so was someone else.
Still am.
They continue working.
So I have to look through my room and try and find some old sheet music.
Julian told me what you're going through, honey. I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Mom. I just hope I find it. It would go a long way in proving my case. But first, I have a couple of reindeer to finish. What do you think?
She holds up the jar.
Yeah. That one's for Lucy.
I'll fix it.
A door opens and Melody walks in. She looks around at the posters on the walls. One poster says, Hunter Hamilton live show with Melody Jones. She looks over at a framed photo of her and Chase when they were younger smiling. She picks it up and smiles. She looks around at the other posters, a map of the world, people playing guitar. She picks up an Elvis stuffed animal off of her bed. The tag reads, Happy Sweet 16 Mel Love Me, aka Chase, aka Elvis. She puts it down and looks around the room. Some notebooks sit on a shelf. She picks them up. She finds a folder that says Melody's songbook. We move to her as she holds it and looks at it.
Yes.
She sits on her bed and opens it. She rifles through loose pages with handwritten notes and music. She looks through all of the papers. The last few pages have lyrics and notes for a song titled First Love. She furrows her brow and looks up.
Where could it be?
And pours coffee. Melody walks in.
Any luck?
No.
I'm sorry, honey. You'll find it somewhere. I have faith.
Thanks, Mom.
They sit down.
A lot of memories up there?
Oh, yes.
She drinks her coffee.
I heard you visited Chase at the tavern.
Yeah.
And studies her.
Well, maybe you should invite him to the tree lighting tonight.
Why does everyone keep telling me that?
And looks at her from behind her coffee cup.
About the song.
Yeah?
I had an idea. You should talk to Mr. Tyler at the music store. He asked your father and I, this was a long time ago, of course, he asked if he could borrow some of your old songs as teaching material.
Melody's eyes widen.
I think you were on tour at the time, so we couldn't get in touch with you.
Did he actually take some of them?
Well, I'm sure he did.
She drops her jaw.
We didn't think you'd mind, of course, because he was your favorite music teacher, your dad's oldest friend.
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. That's fine.
And the kids were so excited to be learning from you. Listen, Lucy's finishing her guitar lesson at the store right now. Why don't you pick her up and you could talk to Mr. Tyler about it? And then you could bring her onto the candy store.
Sure. That sounds like a plan. I'll do it.
She dips a cookie.
What do you think?
And nods to the antler jars.
Looks like Christmas.
Well, that's what I was going for.
The outside of Tyler's music store. Melody walks into the store. A man with white hair and glasses looks up.
Melody Jones, as I live and breathe.
Hey, Mr. Tyler.
That was my best student.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say that.
Oh, I would. 2 top 10 hits and that gold record.
Well, that was a few years ago now.
Oh, your dad was so proud. Do you still keep it framed in the house?
In the study.
What was that he used to say? It isn't about the gold record on the wall.
It's what's behind the gold record that touches us all.
Oh, that's right. I'd say the only thing missing from your illustrious career is a duet with Hunter Hamilton.
Oh.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, anyway, I hope that you can stick around for some of the Christmas festivities, but I know you're busy.
Actually, Mr. Tyler, I was hoping you might be able to help me with something.
Oh?
Mom mentioned that you're using some of my earlier songs as teaching material, the original ones.
I do.
Do you happen to have the sheet music for Heart of Christmas?
No, I don't have that one. I wish I did. You played it beautifully on the Opry.
Thank you, Mr. Tyler.
What took you so long to record it?
Her brow furrows.
Not sure. Maybe I just wanted to keep that one for myself, you know, for me and Dad. And I figured it was high time I recorded a Christmas song finally. I'm so glad I did, except for
what?
Her eyes widen.
You're pretty sure you don't have that music sheet?
I'm sure. I know it's been years.
No, I believe you.
They're under lock and key. Don't worry. If you want them back.
No, that's fine. Thank you.
The students just love them.
Her head turns towards the music she hears.
Well, that's lovely, isn't it?
He nods.
She's got a natural talent. Reminds me of somebody else at her age.
I think I'm going to go surprise her.
Melody walks off. Lucy sits playing the guitar. Chase watches her wearing a Santa hat. Melody walks in. She smiles at Lucy, then her eyes widen to see Chase. Lucy looks up to see Melody.
Oh, keep going. It sounds good.
That is so beautiful.
So glad you liked it.
I'm here to pick you up.
Great. Do you mind if I look at the guitars for a few minutes?
Go ahead.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Good job.
She runs out of the room.
Hi.
Hello. So you work here too?
I do. I give the occasional lesson.
And the Santa hat, is that part of your everyday wardrobe or just holiday?
He takes it off.
Yeah, that was...
You don't have to explain it.
Okay.
It works.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy that you're keeping your hand in music.
Yes. Yep.
Except your B string's a little out of tune.
It is, a little, yeah.
Hey, do you want to go to the tree lighting? I wasn't sure you were going.
I wasn't sure if you were
going. I mean, if you're going anyway.
Yeah, we should go together.
Yeah. I don't know. Together, but...
Right, but, you know, just so we don't have to...
Like, find each other. Exactly.
So 7?
At the cocoa stand.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Okay.
She starts to walk by him. She looks at the guitar, then adjusts the knob on the B string.
That's better.
Yeah.
She walks out.
That's a lot better.
I'm just getting ready to leave for the Madison tree lighting. It's a tradition here.
That's great. Did you find what you were looking for?
I'm not sure.
The song.
Proof that you wrote it in high school.
Oh, that. No.
Not yet.
Well, TikTok. I thought that was the main reason you went back there.
It was, but, you know, I haven't been home
for Christmas in 2 years. I'm really enjoying myself.
Oh, I wish I could make time for Christmas. I just get so busy.
Hey, guess what?
If you really love something, you can always make time for it. I'm learning that. And right now, I'm about to be late for a tree lighting.
Oh, one more thing. Gotta go.
Hello? Hello?
Flurries fall on the cocoa stand.
It's great to see you, too.
Chase hands her a cocoa.
That's for you.
Thanks, Chelvis.
Hey, oh no, that stops right now.
Hey, you two.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Can I ask her?
Yeah, go ahead.
After the tree lighting, do you want to go to Santa's Wonderland with me?
I will also be there.
Okay, I would love to.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes!
See you two in a bit.
Bye.
Melody waves.
I wish Dad was here.
I know. So do I.
Melody watches them walk off with Jillian's arm around Lucy. Chase studies her.
You okay?
My dad and I always used to come to the tree lighting ceremony together. It's just kind of our thing.
Tears well in her eyes.
Do you want to do something else?
No, I want to stay. Sometimes you just have to face the music, right? A very wise man once told me that.
Oh, he sounds very wise.
He was.
Still is, probably.
They smile. He looks behind him.
Well, they're starting soon. Shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Very well.
They walk off arm in arm. A crowd gathers around the tree.
I don't think I ever told you. I actually pushed the button one year, ages ago. I was like 6 or 7. I was so nervous to get up there and light the lights in front of all these people.
Your first case of stage fright.
Yeah, you bet. But then Dad got up there with me and he put his arm around me and he told me I had nothing to be nervous about. Because all of these people carried Christmas in their hearts, and I should think of the audience as one big family, because that's really what they are. And I still think of that to this very day, anytime I have stage fright.
Please join me down here, please. Good evening, folks. Gather around. As your mayor, I'm very pleased to kick off Madison's Christmas festivities with our annual tree lighting ceremony.
Chase smiles at Melody while they clap.
Now, we like to call ourselves America's Home for Christmas for a reason. And, of course, the home of the fabulous Miss Melody Jones.
Melody smiles and looks down.
That's you.
Now, I heard a rumor that she's here in the crowd with us tonight. Melody, where are you?
Is she here? Hey.
There she is.
Oh, yes, she is.
They all look to Melody and she smiles.
Would you please do us the honor by pressing the button tonight and lighting the tree?
She opens her mouth and hesitates.
Yeah, get up there.
Come on, what do you say?
Okay.
She walks to the stage.
Here she comes, folks. Yeah. Madison's shining star.
She shakes the mayor's hand.
Please, say a few words.
She stands at the podium.
This is such an honor. Thank you. I haven't been home for Christmas in a couple of years, and I really miss this.
She looks out at the crowd with glassy eyes. Chase watches her longingly.
Now, what do you say we let the tree do the talking? But I could really use a little help. Lucy.
Lucy's eyes widen.
Come on up.
She runs to the stage.
Everything's better in twos.
Lucy hugs Melody.
Okay, folks, you ready? Three, two, one!
They press the button and the tree lights up. We move from the bottom to the top of the tree decorated with lights and ornaments. Lucy hugs Melody. Melody looks out at the crowd while she holds Lucy. She catches eyes with Chase. They smile. They walk into Santa's Wonderland.
That was fun pressing the button with Lucy.
Yeah, you should have seen her face. She was so excited.
I forgot what it was like to make time for...
Make time for Christmas?
Yes. And other things.
Well, surely you remember Santa's Wonderland.
How could I not? All the time we spent here. Memories.
They stop walking. He looks at her.
So is Christmas the only reason you came back to Madison?
No, there is another reason.
Okay.
You remember my song that I played on the Opry the other night, Heart of Christmas?
I always loved that song, and I knew it was going to be a hit the first time I heard it.
Anyway, Connie Black is claiming that I stole that song from her. She says I plagiarized her song, Heart of Tennessee.
That's impossible. You wrote that song 10 years before her song.
Exactly. And I wrote it with my dad. He taught me everything I know about country music. And that was our first collaboration.
I remember the first time we played that song live at the Madison Christmas concert when we were...
She smiles.
Yeah.
And we were.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I need to find proof.
Right. Or else.
Or else she's going to file a lawsuit and take me to court.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't want a lawsuit and I don't want a scandal. If I settle, I'll be admitting I stole the song.
Hey, do you ever think about what might have happened if you had come to Nashville with me all those years ago? I know I'm not the only one who had a dream.
No, never thought about it once.
He looks up at her playfully. She hits him with her gloves.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, sometimes. But I had responsibilities here. After my dad passed, I had to take over the tavern or else we would have lost it. Dot, she was just a kid.
I remember what a tough decision that was for you.
Yeah. Dot pretty much runs that place now. She loves that tavern.
Like you do.
Yeah, it's always have a special place in my heart, but I feel like lately I've been in a bit of a rut.
She studies him.
You know, Mel, I'm sorry that we lost touch.
Me too.
And I don't want it to happen again, and I don't want to avoid seeing each other like we've been doing all these years. Getting too old to play games.
I agree. But maybe it's more than playing games. There's a lyric in an old song. It's one of Connie Black's, actually. It's easy to love, but it's easier not to. Maybe we avoid the people that we once were close to because...
Because it's easier.
Easier than dealing with the feelings.
Yeah, and the memories.
Of what you once had.
They stare into each other's eyes.
Mel, I...
Come on, the Nutcracker display is starting!
Lucy waves them over. They turn back to each other.
I think we've been summoned.
Yes, the Nutcracker display. We can't miss that.
It wouldn't be a Madison Christmas without it.
Very well.
We float above a church steeple. A choir sings to a congregation. People in the pews sing along. Jillian sings in the choir. She looks over at Lucy, Melody, and Anne, who all smile. Melody and her mother smile at each other. Chase and Dot watch from the pews. The choir exits the steps to reveal the Reverend at the podium.
So much joy in that song. Thank you. I'm reminded how much I love this season. Music can play such an important and inspirational role in our lives. It brings people together, especially at Christmas, which is a time for family, friends, and love. But it's also a time for other things.
Chase's eyes shift to Melody.
Christmas is about forgiveness and what it means to come home.
The outside of Jillian's house, daytime.
Jill, you didn't tell me you started singing.
Jillian curtsies.
Chase, did you know about this?
His eyes dart to Jillian, who scowls at him.
I plead the fifth.
Jillian sets down cookies.
Everyone knew but me. What about you, Mom?
Oh, I always knew she loved singing. She used to borrow your hairbrush and use it as a microphone.
What? When I was a kid. Just want to clarify that.
25 is not a kid.
She rolls her eyes.
Look, hairbrush or not, I knew I could never be as talented as you, Mel. But when I saw you sing, you always looked so happy. And I needed a lift after Bill went overseas about a year ago. So I joined the church choir, and it makes me very happy.
She smiles.
Well, I think that Lucy has the makings of a professional singer.
Oh, yeah? Why's that?
Well, because she's already late for her own gig.
Almost ready!
She runs down the stairs.
Lucy! There she is!
Yay.
There she
is!
She sits with her guitar.
Thank you. My name is Lucy, and I'd like to perform a song for you all this afternoon. It's about love and the meaning of Christmas. It was written by my aunt, Melody Jones. Maybe you've heard of her. And I was told that my grandfather helped write it too.
That's right, sweetie.
It's called The Heart of Christmas. I hope you all enjoy it.
Chase watches her chords. Jillian smiles. Jillian looks at Melody, who is beaming. She smiles.
That was so beautiful.
Melody hugs her.
Thank you.
She kisses her head.
That was great. You must have an amazing guitar teacher.
Here.
Oh, and now she's got a roadie.
He takes the guitar.
Okay, I have absolutely got to find the original version of that. That song belongs to all of us.
Oh, you're going to find it, honey. I know it.
She looks around.
Oh, just being here with all of you, with the decorations and the tree and all of it.
She tears up.
I really wish Dad...
He's here too, Mel.
Melody nods.
I know I haven't been home the last couple of Christmases. And part of the reason why is because I've been touring and I've been so busy.
Honey, you enjoy it so much.
But the other part of the reason is because I didn't know what it was going to feel like without Dad around. And I had no idea how to handle it or how to talk about it. And I know that probably sounds very selfish, and I am so sorry.
We know you're doing the best you can.
But you're just too hard on yourself, sweetheart.
Like Grandma always says, we're here to help each other, right?
Yeah.
And you'll always be here for Christmas. Promise, Auntie Mel?
I promise. Yes. I will.
She hugs her. A sign reads Christmas craft and bake sale today. Plates of baked goods.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Oh, treat today. Thank you very much.
Melody and Lucy sell antler candy jars.
Right.
We watch a couple get into the long line as we move to see it's for Melody's table.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Here you go. Thanks.
The Reverend is buying cookies.
Melody? Are you staying for Christmas this year?
I sure am.
Well, would you consider being a guest choir director for us?
I would love that.
Oh, so would we.
Looks like she's just where she's supposed to be right now.
Thank you.
Of course.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Pastor
Christmas.
Hayes. Bye.
Excuse me, I'm in the market for a chocolate Yule loaf with a buttercream filling.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but we're all sold out of those. Mm. However, might I interest you in our Christmas banana loaf?
Oh, okay, yeah, this banana loaf here?
No, silly. This banana
oh,
loaf.
Oh, whoa, that's heavy, okay. I'm also looking for whatever this is. What is this?
A reindeer candy jar?
Yeah.
Here, take two.
Anne and Jillian smirk at each other.
Okay, off to the tree lot.
See you there.
Melody raises her eyebrows at Lucy, who eats a cookie.
Well, you don't want to settle and you can't go to court. That leaves you in a bit of a pickle. The only choice is to find the original copy of that song.
I know, and I'm running out of time.
They walk through Christmas trees.
Hey, what about this one?
Yeah.
Oh!
She runs to a tree.
Look, this one's even better.
Uh-huh. You know, Mel, when I said that I needed more decorations for the tavern, I didn't necessarily mean more trees.
Chase, a tree is the ultimate Christmas decoration. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I know that.
Come on. How can you not fall in love with this? Oh, and that smell, that fresh-cut evergreen smell.
He gazes at her, then sniffs the tree.
Yeah.
They look at each other a moment.
I've missed this.
He gazes at her. She blinks, then her smile fades.
What?
You know what would be the perfect distraction from this whole song controversy?
Tell me.
Write a new Christmas song.
He nods, then narrows his eyes at her. The outside of Connie's cafe.
My mom always told me, the key to a good popcorn garland is to use day-old popcorn. Fresh is too brittle, falls apart too easily. It's the older stuff that works best.
Connie inhales sharply.
I don't know if we're doing the right thing here.
What do you mean? The trees in here are going to look great with these. You wanted a more Christmassy look for the trio tonight.
No, I mean about the song. Everybody uses the same chords and lyrics from time to time. It's bound to happen.
Bert glances to her.
So what if Melody did write that song all those years ago? Like she said. I mean, she'd be admitting to something that she didn't do.
Bert considers this.
Look, Connie, as your manager, it's my responsibility to protect your brand and make your career successful.
She nods.
As your husband, I just want you to be happy.
She looks down.
We just want what's right, nothing more. Maybe this whole situation will get you out of your rut, get your creativity flowing, get you back on the charts where you belong.
She smiles and nods.
We all miss the queen of country.
She shakes her head and smiles. He pats her back, then goes back to his popcorn garland. We float over downtown Nashville at night. Framed posters of Hunter Hamilton. A hand taps a record player. We move up to see it's Hunter in an office. He walks to his desk.
Phil, come in here.
Yes, sir.
Phil walks in with a folder.
You heard this?
Melody Jones, yes. It's all over the place. Radio, internet, millions of streams and downloads already.
She played this at the Opry. It's a beautiful song.
Agreed.
Let's book her for the Christmas special.
It's a great idea.
He walks out. Hunter turns up the volume. Cars drive down the snowy main street in Madison, Indiana, the outside of Tyler's music store. Fingers float over the keys of a keyboard. Chase enters and watches her. She underlines home in her notes. She looks up to see Chase.
Hi.
Hey.
I didn't know you were here.
You have a class?
Yeah. Lucy's coming in for a lesson.
Oh. Wow, time has really flown by. I just was snoodling on something new.
She looks up at him.
You want to help me? Like old times?
Yes, yeah.
He grabs his guitar and a stool and sits next to her.
I'm kind of stuck on this lyric. I'm just trying to match these.
Yeah, yeah. What about, what is it? How many syllables?
Seven.
Seven syllables. What about all the magic I once knew?
All the magic. Oh, yeah.
She mouths the word magic and writes that down.
Perfect. Do you want to play it with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
She smiles and brings her hand to her chin, then plays.
Every gift I write, every hymn I know, every bake sale, every Christmas show. I don't get home much, but love this place. And I'm grateful for every smiling face. And under the tree, singing carols too. Merry Christmas, I've missed you. And walking in the snow, just like we used to do. Merry Christmas, I've missed you. Every decoration, every celebration of magic I once knew.
She glances back at him.
Now that I'm home again, I know it's the truth. Merry Christmas, I've missed you.
They look at each other.
That's all I've got so far.
Yeah.
He looks from the piano to her.
Woo! That was so amazing!
Thank you! Really? You think so?
You guys both have to sing it. For the whole town!
Lucy has a point. It's like you two haven't missed a beat. The last time you performed together was at the Madison Christmas concert well over a decade ago. I'll have to check the tapes.
Yes! They could sing it at the Christmas concert!
Oh, the town hasn't done that in years.
I know that. But I'm saying, they could sing at the Christmas concert this year. If we put one on, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, there were budget issues in the town council, and the Christmas concert just fell by the wayside.
Let's bring it back.
Hey, I think Lucy's onto something.
She might be.
It would really bring the town together. It was always Dad's favorite night of the year.
It'll be the most Christmassy Christmas concert anyone's ever seen.
And we could do it on December 23rd, just like we used to do.
Tradition.
What do you think, Chase?
It's a lot of work for 5 days.
She glares at him.
But yeah, I think we should do a Christmas concert. I think that's a great idea.
Yes! All the proceeds will be donated to charity. And don't worry about the budget. I can sponsor it. And maybe Madison Candy can help out, too, like they used to.
Well, Tyler's music store can pitch in.
Well, so can Matson's Tavern.
Hey, do you hear that?
What?
The sound of a plan coming together.
A TV shows an MVN logo as Piper looks at her phone.
Hi, Bert.
Let me guess, wishing me a Merry Christmas.
Of course. Merry Christmas.
And looking for a status update on the Heart of Christmas situation.
Well,
Well, we're still thinking about your offer.
Christmas is less than a week away. Listen,
Piper, we can't let this drag on forever.
Let's just settle.
She lowers her eyes, then hangs up. The outside of Tyler's music store, a sign reads the annual Christmas concert December 23rd auditions today. Chase and Melody sit behind a table watching.
Who does a little button?
The young boy plays the recorder. The boy bows. Melody eats popcorn from a bowl on the table. A man juggles three balls.
I love this. Can you sing?
While juggling?
I mean, just at all.
I don't know. Never tried.
His balls go flying.
Okay.
One lands on their table. Mr. Tyler walks in wearing a snowman sweater.
Mr. Tyler, that is one adorable Christmas sweater.
Well, thank you. Mrs. Tyler made it herself.
Are you going to sing for us?
Well, I was thinking I might do a reading, if I may.
Do you?
Yes, of course. Sounds good.
Melody glances to Chase, who nods and winks. Mr. Tyler puts on his glasses and reads.
Just the night before Christmas.
Melody gets a text from Piper that reads, need to talk to you right now.
Not even a mouse.
Sorry.
The stock.
Melody slips out.
By the chimney with care.
I think we should settle with Connie, like, today.
Today?
Yeah, I'm getting really nervous. If we go to court, it will be a public relations nightmare. I haven't done anything like this before.
Okay. Don't settle with Connie. Don't do anything. We still have until Christmas to figure it all out.
And then what?
And then we cross that bridge.
I just feel so helpless, like I'm letting you down. And anytime my phone rings, I'm worried it's the lawyers or the record company or...
Piper, you need to get out of the office. Just take a break. Go for a walk.
A walk?
Yeah. Go somewhere nice, somewhere festive,
somewhere Christmassy. I don't know, take your nephew to see Santa Claus.
What was it we were just saying the other day?
If you love something enough, you should make time for it.
So make time for Christmas. Go out and enjoy the season with your family.
Okay, I will. And you'll be okay?
Yeah. I'm more than okay.
She looks up.
It's funny, family has a way of making everything okay.
All right. Thank you.
And Piper?
Yes?
Turn your ringer off.
What?
Turn your ringer off. Just enjoy yourself. Don't worry. Anything that we miss, we can deal with later.
Thank you, Melody. And Merry Christmas.
That's the spirit.
Piper smiles. Melody walks back to the audition room.
You okay?
Great. What did I miss?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Reese did a great version of Deck the Halls. Probably the best fa-la-la-la-las I've ever heard in my life.
Wow, that's high praise.
Yeah.
This town is full of talent.
Speaking of which...
Hey! Hello, you two.
Hey.
So we'd like to sing a song together. Great.
What are you guys going to sing?
We'd like to sing one of my dad's favorite Christmas carols.
I can't think of anything more perfect.
She smiles at Jillian and Lucy. Jillian rubs Lucy's arm and they smile at each other. Snow falls on a decorated lamppost outside the church. Melody stands in front of the singing choir.
That was really beautiful, everyone. One last thing I could offer. It's kind of hard to teach this, but always sing from the heart. It's something I learned right here, singing hymns and Christmas carols, and some of my own songs, too.
The Reverend walks up behind her.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Melody. Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for doing this, Melody.
My pleasure. I have something of an odd question for you.
I like odd questions. It's the even ones you have to watch out for. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
This is a bit of a leap of faith, but... Do you remember a song I used to sing here called Heart of Christmas?
Yes. How could I forget? It was a lovely tune.
By any chance, did I leave some of my music sheets here for others to use?
He bites his lip.
I don't think so.
She furrows her brow.
Is it important that you find them?
Kind of, yes.
She nods.
You will.
How can you be so sure?
Anything lost can be found again. Especially if it's in your heart.
He touches her arm, then walks away. She smiles a closed-lip smile. We float above snowy rooftops. An intersection in town.
Mr. Tyler has the PA covered.
And the lighting kit arrives tomorrow from Nashville.
And you're gonna need Christmas lights.
Oh, lots of Christmas lights.
Yeah. You know, I might have an in with Santa. And I think he's got a lot of lights in the North Pole.
You know Santa?
Well, yeah, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows Santa.
Oh, now the truth comes out.
Well, look, I never said I knew him.
You kind of did.
I didn't meet him at a party.
They post Christmas concert posters in the store windows. Aunt's house.
Lucy's gonna love this one. A portable speaker to listen to her music with. And it has a Bluetooth inside, whatever that means.
Melody and Anne wrap presents at the table.
Melody, I was thinking I'd like to celebrate Christmas on the 26th this year, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, Mom.
And smiles at her. Melody pauses and looks up.
Wait, what did you say?
You're off in your own world again.
I'm so sorry. I have a lot on my mind.
I know, you're still trying to find that song, and I believe it's going to turn up somewhere. And would Chase be another one of those things on your mind?
Her eyes wander and a smile comes across her face.
It's like when you lose something and then you find it again, and it's the same but different in a really good way.
Her eyes dart around.
That probably doesn't make any sense at all.
No, of course it does. I mean, timing is everything. Maybe you and Chase weren't ready back then, and maybe you are now. That's just something you're gonna have to figure out.
She smiles.
It'd be so much easier to just write a song about it.
In any case, it's just nice to see you two working together again after all this time.
Mm, it makes me really happy, too. Chase has been so incredible about organizing the whole event. I couldn't have done it without him. And it's such an important night for so many reasons.
Ah, I'm out of wrapping paper. Do you mind getting me some?
Yeah, no problem.
I keep it in your father's study.
Okay.
Melody gets up. She walks into the study lined with records on the shelves with a big desk in the middle. She runs her hand along the row of records. She walks to the mantel of the fireplace. She looks at the framed gold record with text Melody Jones and a picture of her and places a hand on it. She blinks and smiles. She turns to the desk, picks up the wrapping paper and walks out. The gold record sits on the mantel. The outside of the Green Dragon Tavern. Melody looks at the tree, opens her mouth then closes it. Chase purses his lips and raises his eyebrows. She looks at him.
Which one do you want?
I'll take the one on the right, you take the one on the left.
How about I take the one on the left, you take the one on the right?
Deal.
Okay.
They cross to their respective trees.
Hey, where's your Santa hat, Professor?
Get to work.
They put ornaments on the trees. We float over downtown Nashville.
Piper, pick up. Piper, this is Philip Green calling again from the offices of Hunter Hamilton. I have a very special invitation for your client, Melody Jones. Please give me a call as soon as you get this.
Big smiles, big smile. Let's see, show Auntie Piper those teeth.
Piper takes a picture.
I love that one. Oh, come on, Tyson.
He gets off Santa's lap.
Oh, Auntie Piper's gonna get us some hot chocolate.
They walk off. Melody steps back and admires her tree.
Switch?
Switch?
Okay.
They switch trees. Melody looks in the bottom of the box.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Oh, are these the famous Madison candy homemade candy canes?
They sure are.
These are my favorite.
They stand close.
My favorite too.
They gaze longingly into each other's eyes. They kiss. Dot enters with a clipboard.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Dot looks up.
Everything okay?
Yes.
They stare at her.
Yeah.
Very good.
Everything's great.
Great.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. What's going on?
We're decorating Christmas trees.
Ah.
Yeah, you know how I always say the ultimate Christmas decoration is a Christmas tree? That's what we're doing, and so everything's great. It's great.
Very repetitive.
Yeah.
He shakes his head and lifts his brow.
Anyway, I'm gonna do a quick kitchen inventory.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It will be, thanks.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool. Have fun.
You guys have fun.
Okay, bye.
They wave.
That was smooth.
Thanks. It's a gift.
He takes a few steps, She watches him.
That was a nice moment.
He narrows his eyes.
I'm not sure if I'm ready to.
Yeah, and I don't know where I'm at.
Right, and I'm very busy too.
Yeah, with your career, and yeah. I didn't get in the way of that last time. I don't want to get in the way of it now, that's for sure.
Exactly, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah.
She walks back to her tree.
But that was a nice moment.
Yeah, it was.
They glance at each other, then back at the trees. Her face falls as she continues to decorate. We float over downtown Nashville. Phil enters Hunter's office.
I hope this is good news. I just finished signing all the Christmas cards for the office, and I'm about to deliver them personally, so I'm in a very festive mood.
I've left several messages with Melody Jones' manager, and I can't locate Melody directly in Nashville.
Phil, there's a line from one of my songs. Home is where the heart lives.
Yes.
Well, Melody's not from Nashville originally. Did you know that?
Oh.
It's Christmas. You find the home, you'll find the heart. And that's where you'll find Melody.
Phil smiles.
Or rather, that's where I'll find Melody.
You're going to find Melody.
There's no substitute for the personal touch.
He hands him the envelopes. He picks up his Stetson.
Merry Christmas, Phil.
Merry Christmas, H.H.
He leaves. Phil looks to the cards and smiles. Jillian's house at night.
So have you decided if you're going to take that Connie Black settlement and just put all of this behind you?
Well, I never did find that original music, but I do know what Dad would have said about this whole lawsuit business. What's right,
right is right.
She smiles.
I can't live a lie by settling, and I know we wrote that song, and it means everything to me, so I've decided I'm going to go to court, let the chips fall where they may. And I know I have the support of my family. And that's what matters most.
I know what else Dad would say.
What's that?
Let's eat.
Lucy, you can take a break from guitar, sweetheart. It's dinner.
Okay, Mom.
Okay, good.
You expecting someone?
Not that I know of.
Jillian puts down her bowl and goes to the door. She opens it. Her eyes widen.
Evening, ma'am.
He takes off his hat.
How are you?
Can you excuse me?
She shuts the door, turns and freezes.
Can someone please come and check if Hunter Hamilton is standing outside my door?
Melody looks to Anne and to the door.
Jury's a lovely spread, ladies. It's about the tastiest ham I've had this side of the Tennessee River.
What about the Mississippi?
That too.
It's such an honor having you here. You have no idea. My father used to play me all of your records when I was just a little girl. You were his favorite singer. Well, mine too, of course. Well, and Dolly and Patsy and Connie Black.
You can't forget about Connie. She's been going through a bit of a rough patch. Hasn't had a hit record in a few years. I hope she can turn things around.
Yeah.
Now, may I say, you are one tough lady to find.
Yeah, I've been trying to stay out of the spotlight lately.
Well, I've never been one to hem and haw, so I'll get right to it. Melody, your song, Heart of Christmas, touch me.
Thank you.
And as you may know, I have this special coming up.
The Hunter Hamilton Christmas special, of course. I grew up watching it every year. We all did.
Well, I was wondering if you'd be so kind as to sing a duet with me on the show.
Are you serious? Yes. I would be honored. This would be a dream come true. Yes.
It's settled then. Tomorrow night at the Troubadour Theater in Nashville.
She smiles, then her eyes widen and she bites her lip.
Tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
So December 23rd?
Yeah. Is that a problem?
Her eyes dart. Her mouth opens. We float over Madison rooftops.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Melody enters.
Okay, yeah. It works.
He sprinkles fake snow over the stage.
Hey.
Hey.
Look at this. Instant mashed potato snow.
That looks great.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the big night. You excited?
She averts her eyes and grits her teeth.
What's wrong?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
He gets off the ladder.
Hey, can I give you that?
He hands the snow machine to someone and walks to her.
What's up?
She blinks and looks at him.
Okay,
Something really strange just happened. I have to tell you about it.
Okay.
Hunter Hamilton showed up at Jillian's house, and he stayed for dinner.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
He wants me to perform on his Christmas special, and he wants to do a duet with me.
That's incredible. That's a dream come true. What's the problem?
It's in Nashville.
Right, okay.
December 23rd.
He freezes, staring at her.
December, yeah, tomorrow, December 23rd.
The same one, yeah.
Well,
He looks down.
Yeah, well, the talent is all ready, and we can just cover, I'll cover for you here, and the volunteers...
I haven't decided.
He furrows his brow.
What do you mean you haven't decided? It's a dream come true. It's Hunter Hamilton. It's the king of country.
But I made a promise.
To who?
To everybody, to the community, to Lucy, to you.
He studies her.
We will be fine here. Really, I've managed without you before. I can do it again.
She bites her lip.
Well, sure, but I was just starting to feel like maybe I belonged here, you know? Like, this is my home.
What, you're gonna move here?
Well, why not? Country singers do that all the time. Make a base in their hometown and go where they need to go.
You have a hit song on its way to number one. Nashville is Music City. It's always been your dream to live there.
But things feel different now.
How?
He furrows his brow. She shakes her head.
I'm different now. Everything feels different.
You have a responsibility.
Responsibility, right? Like when you took over the tavern.
That's right.
And you didn't come to Nashville with me.
Her eyes well with tears.
Well, not everyone gets to follow their dreams, Mel.
She bites her lip.
And if you miss out on them, sometimes they don't come back.
She looks at him with glassy eyes.
You have to go.
She stares at him.
Is that really what you want?
He looks at her, then swallows.
Fine.
She turns and walks away. He watches her go.
Mel.
She walks out without turning. Chase looks up, then looks off to where she left, blinks and looks down. Jillian's house, daytime.
It's not an easy decision. Which concert to play tonight?
And I have to tell Bert and Connie I'm not taking the settlement.
What does your manager say?
Piper? Oh, she'll be fine with it. She's been taking sleigh rides and ice skating with her nephew, so I haven't really had time to talk to her much, which is great. I'm glad she's finally taking time for Christmas.
Sounds like you have a lot on your plate.
Oh. And Chase and I had an argument.
Her mother half smiles.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm sure you two will get past it. Your heart will tell you when it's time.
Melody nods.
Speaking of hearts, I heard Heart of Christmas is a smash hit. It's topping the charts. That's a pretty sweet Christmas treat.
Yeah, it sure is.
Shakes her head.
I just wish Dad were here to see it, Mom. Our song touching so many people.
Oh, honey, you have to know how proud your father was of you always.
She nods.
For him, Heart of Christmas was a gold record from the day you wrote it. Not just because it's a beautiful song, because you two created it together. For him, that song is the gold record on the wall in his study.
Yeah. It's like that little rhyme he always used to say. It's not the gold record on the wall. It's what's behind the gold record that touches us all.
She smiles. Her smile fades as her eyes drift up. We float over the snowy rooftops of town.
Yeah, I really messed up.
Why didn't you tell her how you really feel?
I thought I did.
You did. You told her that you're basically still in love with her and have been since the day you broke up.
What?
Well, Chase, come on. Everybody knows. It's Madison's worst-kept secret. From the mayor to Mrs. Wilson, who works at the general store, to the guy who runs Santa's Wonderland.
Joe knows?
Yeah.
Oh.
He scratches his ear.
I just never... I never knew how to deal with it. Or how to even talk about it.
Sometimes talking about love is harder than being in love.
Didn't want to get in the way of her dreams or what made her happy.
Dot rolls her eyes.
Maybe what makes her happy is you
never think of that? Trust me, just tell her how you feel and do it now before she leaves.
I'm a little out of practice.
You're just out of tune. Speak from the heart. Like a good country song. And I bet you all the eggnog in the tavern, she feels the same way about you.
Careful, that's a lot of eggnog.
I know.
She smiles. He smiles back, then shakes his head. Jillian's house, daytime. Chase bounds up the front steps. We see his face through the window of the front door from inside. Jillian opens the door.
Hey, Chase.
Hey, Jillian. Is Mel here?
You just missed her. She left for Nashville.
Right. Yeah. I guess she's got that show tonight.
Yeah.
Jillian frowns. Chase walks onto the stage.
Hey, looks good.
Dot enters holding a box.
Hey.
Hey.
He takes off his coat.
How'd it go?
Yeah, she went to Nashville to do the duet with Hunter.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, look, it's okay. I'm happy for her. But we got our own show to do.
Yeah.
So, let's finish up.
Okay.
Dot's face falls.
I just got a call from Hunter Hamilton. Can you believe it? Spot in his Christmas show tonight.
What?
It's exactly the boost you need.
Well, I had no idea you were even talking to him.
You didn't. I thought you did.
No.
Oh, I wonder who did.
They hug. Melody appears.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Connie. Am I interrupting something?
Oh, not at all. We have news. Connie's performing on the Hunter Hamilton Christmas show tonight.
That's just amazing, Connie. Congratulations.
Thanks. And I assume you are, too.
Is that why you're here? Doing a little tune-up on the stage like the old days?
Actually, we have a little matter to settle up, if you recall.
Right. That's the news we've been waiting to hear. And right before the Christmas deadline.
Well, I had to do this in person.
Naturally.
But I would like to talk to just Connie, if that's okay.
Connie nods.
Bert, take a hike, please. Two ladies want to chat.
Melody smiles.
Bye.
He leaves. Chase warms up on stage at the mic.
Check, check. 1, 2. Check, 1, 2. Sounds good.
Someone comes in with a second mic.
Oh, we won't need the second mic after all.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, though.
Yeah.
They take the mic back out.
Thanks.
He gets up and unplugs his guitar.
Actually, let's just go with the floor mics.
He leaves the guitar next to the mic on stage. Connie's cafe.
Your very first Nashville gig was right on that stage, right there. And you were so nervous. But you got through it.
Yeah.
And when I heard you sing, I'd never heard anything like it. And I said to myself, that girl is going to be a star.
That was a different time, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Speaking of different times, I have something I want to show you. It's from a different time.
What's this?
She takes out a notebook.
It's funny, my dad had this old saying. It went, it's not the gold record on the wall. It's what's behind the gold record that touches us all.
Melody walks into her dad's office and up to the mantle. She looks behind the gold record and finds a folder taped to the back. She takes out a piece of paper with the writing Heart of Christmas.
Thanks, Dad.
As she holds the paper, it fades into the present where Connie studies it.
It's dated 18 years ago. That's about 10 years before you wrote Heart of Tennessee, right?
Connie blinks and looks up.
What? We could have it age authenticated.
Melody, there comes a time in your life where your star doesn't shine as bright anymore.
I get it. Really, I do. I just really wish when I told you I'd written this all those years ago that you would have believed me.
Connie looks down and shakes her head. She looks up.
I'm telling Bert to call it off.
Melody nods.
Forgive me.
Melody smiles.
I already have.
They smile at each other, get up and hug.
I really have to run. I am going to be late. Yeah.
She picks up her coat.
Oh, I guess I have to go for a sound check at the Troubadour, too. So, are you going to sing Heart of Christmas?
Say, would you like to sing a duet? Just for old time's sake.
I do like a good duet.
She turns to go but stops.
Hey, break a leg tonight, Connie. It's really good to see you back.
Merry Christmas, Melody.
Merry Christmas.
She walks out. We float over Madison at night. The crowd applauds as the mayor comes out on stage.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. I am so delighted to be hosting tonight's concert. And we're going to start things off with a special mother-daughter performance. Now, they've never been on a stage before, but they're world famous here in Madison. Please give a warm round of applause for Jillian and little Lucy.
Lucy and Jillian come out on stage and sit. Lucy waves to the audience.
Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the technical people for making the live stream of this concert tonight possible for my husband, Bill, overseas. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Dad. Miss you.
Hey, sweetie.
He waves.
We love you, and Merry Christmas.
And smiles.
And Merry Christmas to all the servicemen and women who are watching tonight.
Thank you for all that you do.
Bill watches with other soldiers on a tablet. Jillian nods to the piano player. Melody drives in her car. Connie looks in the mirror, putting on earrings in a sparkly dress. Hunter stands backstage holding a guitar. Bill brings a hand to his mouth as he watches. And smiles.
Hear the angels sing.
Jillian and Lucy stand, hold hands, and bow.
Haven't I said we're America's home for Christmas? Come on, you guys.
Lucy and Jillian take their seats in the audience.
Thank you, ladies. Next up, we have everyone's favorite tavern owner and maker of the finest cinnamon eggnog cocktail in town. Please welcome Chase Madsen.
The mayor exits with the two stools. Chase walks out on stage. Lucy waves.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. This song was meant to be a duet, but Melody got called away, unfortunately, so I'm gonna do it alone, which is the first time I've done that in a while, so bear with me. Melly wrote this song here in Madison about a week ago. It's called Merry Christmas, I've Missed You.
Dad watches her brother from the audience.
Every gift I wrap, every hymn I know, every bake sale, every Christmas show.
From the wings, Melody peers out behind the curtain.
And I'm grateful for
smile. Melody walks on stage in a red dress.
Singing carols to Merry Christmas.
He turns to look at her with wide eyes.
In the snow, like we used to do. Merry Christmas, I've missed you. Every decoration, every celebration, all the magic I once knew. Now that I'm home again, I know that it's the truth. Merry Christmas, I've missed you.
They gaze at each other.
Every sleigh ride, warm fire, every snow angel, every silent night, every Christmas Eve, when I go to bed, I wish I was at home instead.
When I lighten up the tree, I'm singing carols too. Merry Christmas, I've missed you. And we're walking in the snow, just like we used to do. Merry Christmas, I've missed you. Every decoration looks just the same, and I'm still the one that you once knew. If you hold my hand, I know I'll make it through. Merry Christmas, I've missed you.
They gaze longingly into each other's eyes. They kiss. Dot smiles and applauds. They kiss again and wave to the audience. They walk off stage.
Chase Madison, Melody Jones, everybody!
You came back.
I came home.
I want to tell you something.
Yes?
He shifts his weight.
I never stopped loving you, Mel.
I never stopped loving you either.
I thought I lost you.
Anything lost can be found again.
He studies her.
What happened with the Hunter Hamilton concert?
I gave my spot to Connie Black, but Hunter and I are talking about doing a spot together at the Opry in the new year.
Well, he's your dream duet.
My dream duet is standing right in front of me.
He gazes at her, then smiles.
I'm going on tour in the new year. You want to join me?
I'm going to have to check with my people.
Her smile fades.
Yes, I want to join you.
They smile.
You heard the audience. They want another.
He looks to Melody, who nods.
Okay.
They walk back out on stage. The crowd stands.
Well, you know the first rule of show business.
Always leave them wanting more.
More, please.
They kiss. Dot shares. Lucy applauds and shares. Melody and Chase stare into each other's eyes, then look out into the crowd.